This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Right, I just keep it moving. Gotta keep moving forward. Always appreciate your time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Look, the other thing you need to say, head up to the website, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You know, there's so much going on there. I've got stories on there. You can, during the show, you can mix it up with other people in the chat room. We have a live chat room there as well. We also have, you can watch the show live, you can listen to the show live, just a whole bunch of stuff going on there that you could pay attention to. Stories are great, they'll give you information you can step out on, talk to your people, or talk to people around you about, and that's what you want to do. Really that simple, that's what you want to do. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, Mike Lindell. You know, has made a way for guys like me to make a few bucks online for you to get good product. Christmas is coming up. Come on, think about this. Christmas is coming up. You want to get your honey something great for Christmas. You want to get, you know, the bathrobes and slippers and pillows, pillowcases, mattress cover, all kinds of stuff you can get there that make great gifts. Not the hooky gifts, but great gifts. And you're supporting the cause. Right? Think about it. You know, here's a guy who has spent all kinds of money. He's been sued to death over the, you know, what's going on with the his comments about the voting machines and what have you. And he's willing to stay in the fight. He's there the whole time. We've got to give him some credit. Dr. B joins me after the break. Dr. Bridget Melson to kind of crack our skulls open and go through and tell us what the wrong thinking is. I don't blame. I would, too. You know, the hate. And I mean the hate from the left. It's just amazing. I don't know if you guys saw the video of the Jewish man. There was a pro-Palestinian protester. Hit the guy. Didn't beat him, though. Hit him just right with the bullhorn and killed the guy. And I'm sure everybody was excited about it. You know, and the sad part about this, I think, was he in... was in L.A. County, thank God. If he was in L.A. County, he would have been charged with anything. Because Gascon doesn't really give a crud. He's one of Soros' DAs. And the only people that ever get charged with anything are what he refers to as, you know, white supremacists. Because he has decided on his own that if you grew up in a lower socioeconomic environment, then what you do, how you act, really is not a fault of yours. Just amazing. When that verbal altercation broke out between the unnamed victim and the protesters on the Westlake, Thousand Oaks Boulevard in Ventura County, California, witnesses at the scene laid out, they just said, look, the guy did nothing to be provoked to be hit. Nothing. And who's the violent ones? They're always talking about violence from the right. We're afraid of those people on the right. Violence from the right. Where is that happening? Because I don't see it. Where is the physical altercations happening where somebody on the right is beating up on somebody on the left, trying to kill somebody on the left? Where is that happening? The Jewish Federation of Greater Los Angeles said that violence against the Jewish people has no place in a civilized society. They're right. They're not willing to tolerate it, and they're going to do everything they can within their power to prevent it. There's no reason. This especially is the kind of violence we shouldn't be seeing happening today. Not at all. And again, they'll get all over your case for believing you hate somebody for their sexual orientation, for believing you hate somebody for their skin color, and yet nothing on this. Jews bad. End of discussion. Again, just amazing to me. Hey, no, we're talking about going to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Yeah, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. And I'm looking to save you money. Apparently, Netflix hasn't got the memo. You know, and maybe because Obama's got something to do with them, I don't know. But, you know, you get the holiday season just getting ready to kick off. Netflix has decided to raise its rates again. Now, we're not on Netflix. Or we don't pay for Netflix, so whatever. And many Netflix users were reporting, they received an email, that prices were going to increase. The company says they sent out the email with details about price change, that the subscribers would receive messages a month before the billing date increased. Right, the hike, they said, would allow the streaming service to deliver even more value for your membership. More value. What's valuable on there now? Just ask it. Over the summer, Netflix slammed the brakes on the basic membership without ads for new or returning subscribers. They had risen $11.99. I don't even know. Anybody know what do they charge for this stuff? Now, if they get $6.99 with ads, it's going to be $15.49 without ads. That's a little bit of an increase. Yeah, I can see that. Right around the holidays, isn't that nice? What a great Christmas gift. Seriously. Joe and Senior Host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show. 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I know the moment you've all been waiting for. Dr. Bridget Belson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with us so we can get it. We can nail her down and get a very busy lady out there trying to save the world on her own.
Yes, just me.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, it's a big task. And you watch, you know, I was talking to my last guest about the blatant, in-your-face attitude now that you're seeing, you know, along with this the Palestinian stuff that's going on, the Israeli stuff that's going on, how when you look at they're attacking MSNBC, CNN, and the rest of them are attacking this one judge for being too Trumpy, you know, allowing Trump to get away with too much, and yet all in line with what's going on up there in New York with the judge who just wants to throw Trump in jail and get it over with. But they're doing it, like, right in your face.
Yeah.
They need to hide it.
Right, at least hide your biases a little bit. You know, and you know me, I'm always going to look at it with a psychological lens. And the bias is so clear, you know, so obvious. And it just falls right in line with everything that's happening. People cannot think for themselves. If you're blue, you're blue, and that's how you do it, right? I don't care if I'm killing babies, if I'm, you know, killing Jews, whatever. If you're red, you're red, and, you know, and that's not good either. To me, I think we have to have our own mind because there are a lot of crazies on both sides. And, I was in California, and it's always interesting. It's a really nice weekend, actually, but it's always interesting to, you know, see what's, you know, on the news and hear people. I was with a lot of family members from a very diverse belief system politically, and literally sitting with two cousins that are in their early 70s now, but very with it, and one is a very staunch Democrat, one is a very staunch Republican, and some of these issues, like what you said, you know, about Trump and Israel came up, and I just put my analytical lens in, you know, on, and just, it's interesting to me to talk to smart people, but the Democrat is just, you know, Trump's bad and, you know, this and this and that and this is, and just repeating, going down the line, basically, of the Democratic platform, which is, of course, no good, void of morals, void of anything godly. And I'm just thinking, like, so you like Joe Biden? And it's like, well, no, he's just not a Republican. What? I mean, right? What kind of answer is that? It's what? Think for yourself. No, I vote the party ticket. And the other guy, you know, a very, you know, he's been a Republican since forever. He said he's never not voted in an election, voted for Trump the first time, didn't the second, and I didn't ask who he voted for the second time. I'm like, do you like Joe Biden? He's like, no, he's terrible. But he's just like, I don't. You know, he's very left brain, not super Christian. So I love talking to those people. And he has a mind. I appreciate it. He's like, you know, there are crazies on both sides. And here's why I vote for this. And here's why I vote for that. I wait for the last minute. But it was really good to see that there are people out there. But man, they are few and far between. And it seems to be our generation and then boomers and on. Not so much this current generation. They don't really look and analyze. They just do what they're told. You know, it's like these judges. I'm a Democrat, and I don't like Trump. And
well, you're right on, but it's been the ignorance over the decades where they haven't been taught properly, they haven't been educated properly. And then people wonder why they believe, or actually, most of the ignorant people who are watching what these young people are doing think they're right because they're ignorant too. They went to those same ignorant schools. It's again, just amazing to me.
The colleges, seeing now, and I hope parents, conservative parents, are opening their eyes to what's going on, you know, with the Israel versus Palestine thing. And I have to always preface it with Palestine. It's not a thing. But really seeing what colleges are doing and what they have done to brainwash these children. And I just put a post, and I did not know that Glenn Beck apparently said something similar, but I basically said, you know, how you would choose, you know, today, what would you do in Germany in the 1940s? And you're living it. That is what you would do. You know, we all say, no, oh, the Holocaust, you know, and I would never. And well, really? Because you're doing it. So it's, yeah. Oh, yeah. It, the psychology of it just blows my mind. And these are these institutions, you're right, the educational institutions that you and I are fighting to change. And the more we fight, right, the more we're the bigoted, racist murderers, apparently, for standing up for these kids.
Recently, at a board meeting in Southern California, school board meeting, I was amazed as I listened and watched at the majority of parents who are obviously on the left, obviously, quote-unquote, progressive, mm-hmm. Had a mindset that the parents really had no right to know what was going on with their kids from 8 to 5 or 8 to 3. And pretty much once that child leaves the car, he or she is the property and or, owned by the school district, if you would, to tell them and teach them anything they wanted.
That is so perfectly said. That is so true. And I know you've got parents right now shaking your head, that's not true. And in more states, blue states, than ever, that is exactly what's true. And that is what people like Joe and I are trying to fight. These parents that are on the board. This cousin I was telling you about who's in his 70s, he is on a school board because of this. He's just trying to get, like I said, he's not over religious or anything like that. He just wants reading, writing, arithmetic, and history, and science. You know what I mean? He doesn't want the social issues to be a part of it because there's no place for it. And unfortunately, parents have been, ignorant, asleep at the wheel, and here we are.
They hear things. Look, people don't do their own homework anymore, you know? I mean, remember when we used to go to the library and look at the magazines and look at the books and do our own research? They don't. They're a victim of the last tweet or the victim of their last thing they saw go by on their smartphone. And the reality is that when you are sitting in these meetings and somebody says, do you understand that most of these kids, they're very suicidal, and if you don't affirm or if you don't help or if you don't support or if you threaten to tell their parents, there's a good chance they can commit suicide. You go, wait a minute. Would you look
at I have a good reply to that.
All right. I want that reply when we come back from the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. B when we return.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. A new poll is not showing good news for the sitting president in battleground states where he won in 2020.
President Joe Biden is trailing Donald Trump in five of the six most important battleground states, according to new polling by the New York Times and Siena College. Biden is currently losing to Trump by margins of 3 to 10% among registered voters in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania.
Tuesday, voters in crucial regions across the country will participate in the elections. Kentucky's incumbent Democratic Governor Andy Beshear, vying for a second term, competing against Republican candidate Daniel Cameron, who has received an endorsement from Donald Trump. A judge has granted permission for a teacher, Abigail Zwerner, who was shot by her six-year-old student, to pursue a $40 million lawsuit against Virginia school officials. Dave Collins, USA News.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring it back on. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, and always appreciate her time with me. And you know what? It's nice to get real information from somebody who's not trying to fill you with all the, excuse me, Dr. B, I call it psychobabble, but really telling you the truth about what's going on, what it means, and how you can help. So we were talking about, you know, all this, what I saw at the board meeting, where, you know, these kids will die if you don't affirm or don't, or if you try to tell their parents or their parents get involved. I think the best, strongest advocate for a child is their parent.
Yes, go figure. Right? But no, these school boards, the educators, the politicians, all think that they know how to raise our children. And like, you know, I said, is, you know, we were all just better plugging along, you know, decent morals in the 20s, 40s, you know, 50s, and then 60s. You know, here comes the enemy just in the ear, and just a millimeter, oh, come over here. Just this, it's okay, it's okay. And then the next, you know, next one, millimeter, millimeter, millimeter. And all of a sudden, you're so far left, it's not even funny, right? And everything's acceptable. We're chopping body parts off of kids. And we are giving them hormones. So they are the opposite gender, which is not really.
What's to keep them from committing suicide? Get with the program.
Right? And we are killing babies. So here we are doing all of this, and anyone else that just stayed, you know, on the moral road is all of a sudden far extreme. Oh my gosh, what are you doing? And it makes, you know, a lot of people that can't handle it, you know, like, okay, I'll come over there. And we just see how it happens. The psychology of it is brilliant. Satan is a brilliant being, and it is not sacrilege to say that. He just has to get you off kilter a little bit. Look at our kids. Look at pornography. Look at social media. Pornhub is the number one website for fifth graders, 10-year-olds on up.
Pornhub. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, not Instagram, not even TikTok. Pornhub just went above TikTok as the number one visited website for 10-year-olds on up. And they make it easy. You know, oh, are you da-da-da-da-da age? Oh, yeah, I'm 18. Great, there you go. Have an account. It's unbelievable. So don't tell me that, and I don't want people to feel that if you are have a moral backbone and a moral code, that you're far extreme anything. You're not. That is a fallacy. And partly, you know, what we were talking about before the break, how we got here, is the psychology of headlines is what I call it. And it's these headlines and the fact that you can read a headline and feel all sorts of a way, you can get angry, you can get bitter, you can get hate-filled, shows you that it's working. And you have to understand, just reading a headline, 5 words to 8 words, will activate parts of your brain, that center, that part that is the emotional stimulus, you know, that makes you react. And makes you, it can make you be impulsive. It's the prefrontal lobe. And how I know this is because I do this a lot. I will go to the most bizarre, you know, headlines and I get, notices, right? Of all kinds of, you know, news break and liberal sites and conservative sites. And I'll hit them and I'll just go read the comments after I've read the, actual article that was mostly written usually by 20-year-olds. That have no clue what they're doing. And I'll read the comments and I'm like, oh my gosh, you are reacting to an article you never read. You're reacting to this article. You know, a lot of it's Trump, right? This clickbait, Trump stuff. And Trump, you know, hits the da-da-da or Trump throws a punch and you, it's like, well, he threw a verbal punch on Twitter. You know, he didn't really punch the judge. But people are like, oh my gosh, he's, you know, hitting people now. No! You know, you're not voting for somebody because you're reading headlines. Anyway, just people just have common sense. If you insist on getting these notifications for these ridiculous news stories, read the whole darn article and see how inept the person is that wrote it, and make your own decision. It's just, we are becoming the dumbed, most dumbed down society I have ever seen in my entire life. And I don't like how China censors things, but I really understand, you know, a little bit of how they censor, you know, a lot of the bad stuff. And I well, wish you had look, a little bit more
the,
of that.
For me, here's the problem, right? You have you have these, I'm not going to stick up for Facebook, but I remember years gone by, they, you know, they didn't want your kids under 13 signing up for Facebook. They didn't want this. They don't want you doing this. Parents have become so lax. And they just back off and go, yeah, okay, well, you know, my son will figure it out. My daughter will figure it out. It's okay. It's all good. It's just amazing. Why can't you be, you know, you and I have had this conversation. Why can't you be a parent? I don't understand. Get involved, get engaged, be a parent, do the right thing. And
it's not that difficult.
No, it's not.
It's hard work because it's a job. But you're right. Get involved. Okay, so someone just messaged me. What does that mean? We've talked about this. I don't know. Do I have time to get into what that means?
Go for it. Seriously. I mean, I'll give you all the time you want. You know that.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of time. I work full time. Okay. I get it. But you signed up to be a parent.
Yes.
And so they have to come before your job. So you've just got to get a routine where in the morning, one of you, mom or dad, is either praying with them, doing a devotion with them, or going through the Constitution with them. I don't know. Something that is real and right and gets into their head. Just ask them, hey, how can I pray for you today? That's honestly the best thing you can do. They will look at you like, do what? And if they don't have an answer, say, I'm going to pray for you today. Or what do you have going on today that I can pray for? What test? Easy. Okay, that takes 2 seconds. If you're driving them to school, which I hope most of you are doing, or able to do, then put on some Christian music or ask them, hey, give me the top 3 things you worry about. What do you think's going on in the world? What do you know? Do you know anything that's going on with Israel? Do you know who's president? Just have some fun questions and let them be the expert. That's it. It doesn't all have to be spiritual. That's all right. That's just what I do with my daughter is, you know, how can I pray for you? Because she wants to go be, you know, a big evangelist at school, which is great. At a Christian school, yes, they still need it. When they come home, email them during the day. A lot of schools don't allow phones, but you can still text them. So when they turn it back on after school, I hope your day was great. Can't wait to see you tonight. We're going to have dinner together. Gosh darn, have a meal together at night.
Oh,
or breakfast.
You want me to sit with my child and actually eat with them?
At least once a day. And once a day can look like, fine, heat up the water, throw an oatmeal packet in the bowl and sit down with them and have some juice and coffee. It can be meeting them at school and surprising them with lunch with a friend. It can mean sitting down at dinner and at least having one parent there. It's always best to have two, if that's even a thing anymore in the family. But I used to say at least three times a week. I'm like, at least five times a week, have a meal with them. That being proud means being present, and our kids want us to be proud. So we've got to be physically present. If it's you're just working super hard, both of you, to just pay the bills, because I understand you live in California maybe and you can't afford anything, let alone gas.
You found the $6.50 a gallon gas, I take it.
I paid $5.99 a gallon to fill up my rental car. I come back, drive in, and it's $2.40 a gallon in Texas. I'm like, this is why we don't live here, Allie. We don't live in California. You have to work to pay gas.
Oh, you're not telling me anything I don't already know.
It's ridiculous. It's beautiful. It was a lovely day, and we came home.
Right. We'll have to look at it through the cameras because I can't afford to drive around and check it all out. Yeah, it's
$5.99. How are people paying $6? How are you doing this?
Listen, it's not just that. You didn't have to go shopping. You go shopping in the supermarket. Yeah, you pay $6 for half a gallon of gas. I'm going to start going around smelly because it's like $9 for a can of deodorant. You know, I mean, it's really ridiculous.
Well,
I don't really expect people to do it.
I can't figure out how you get out of the supermarket. I was there shopping, and then my cart stopped. It wouldn't go. It wouldn't go through. And they're like, oh, man, our carts don't go outside. I'm like, I have $300 worth of groceries. How do I get that to my car with no bags? It's like,
that's hilarious.
I'm like, no bags, and they can't take my cart out.
All right, we're going for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800- 1-800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
So apropos for me, because I don't know what.
I bring on the expert.
You're listening to Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Got a question? Send it to me at joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Always appreciate your time with me, but let's get back to it. Dr. B joins me. She does every week. Kind of try to crack your head a little bit and get some real information in there. Dr. B, make me giggle.
Yes, I'm gonna, there's just a fun Facebook post. I love my friends, Jimmy and Miriam. I love you guys. And then we're gonna get serious because someone just asked me, cause I'm gonna stay on with you, about prodigal children. You and I were just talking about this. That was really weird. And how to raise them and not raise them. So I will get to that. But, so Jimmy, I love Jimmy and I love Miriam. So he had the funniest post. And he, it's so cute. So his son, who's in high school, came up to him and said, "Hey, Dad, I shared a Google Doc with you on the things I want for Christmas." Just like, I'm reading this.
Like one.
And these, and Jimmy's like a hard arse. He's great, in a good way. I mean, he's, you know, got tattoos and a beard. I mean, he's like, I love him so much. And he's like a black belt, like three times over. And Miriam, it's like you guys. It's actually like you and Tammy. Miriam's like his Tammy. And calmed him down, and Jimmy, okay, you know, just, but he's like, you know, genius or not, discuss, right? And so I'm reading these comments. I just thought it was funny. I said, you know, in return, if a kid did that to me, I would send them a Google Doc on the monthly bill. Just say, here, pick one. And then maybe I'll look at your name. And other people, you know, kind of wrote. So it, I just thought it was hilarious that this child, and this is the time that this child just like, here's a Google Doc, you know, it's what, November what? You know, barely after Halloween. And it cracked me up. And so it inspired me to put a post on, you know, kind of how, you know, we did it, how, you know, I don't know. We were so poor. I mean, I didn't make a list. I don't think they had pencils for me to, you know, paper to write a list. But, you know, we got, you know, I really appreciated, actually, one person wrote that it was all about family time for them, that they were raised, you know, with not a lot of money, and it was just about eating the good food, right? Because that's when we spent our money on the food. And I love that, you know, the Jell-O and the, you know, we can talk about that too. I'd love to hear about it. But I remember, you know, my stocking had walnuts and tangerines. Maybe, like, I was lucky and got, like, peppermint sticks. But not like today, like gift cards. I don't know. What do you get in your stocking, Joe? Anything fun?
You know, it's really funny because I started off, you know, I took that whole scripture says you don't esteem any one day over another. And I always talk to kids, even birthdays and all that stuff. I'm excited you're with me. I'm excited that you know, you're my kid. But you're not the end-all, be-all. It's not the end. You know what I'm saying? The world doesn't stop for this, okay?
And we need to remember that. Yeah, we need to remember that.
I did the same thing with Christmas. It was, the kids are almost shaking like a puppy dog waiting to eat, right? Here's your go for the food. And seriously, so we get up in the morning. I never rushed anything on Christmas morning. We went. We had our breakfast and, you know, I read the story of Christmas, and then we started opening up the gifts, and not in a crazy fervor, because I never wanted them to understand that the gifts were the gifts, but the ultimate gift couldn't be ignored. And, you know, some parents thought that was terrible. That was terrible. How could you do that to your kids? Do what? You mean teach them the truth and say, look, I gave you these gifts. Your mom gave you, you know what I'm saying? Your relatives gave you these gifts, but the best gift you got was Christ. And here's the story.
It's Jesus' birthday. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
I tease my grandkids. Right. They always say, listen, on your birthday, you get gifts, right? Uh-huh. Now, how come you don't give Jesus gifts on his birthday? And they just look at you like, I don't know.
Yes, and we do always have a section of where we go buy gifts for, you know, other kids. Now that I'm on the board of directors CPS for our local county here. And that I'm so furious with some of our board members. I won't mention their names, but I'm going to get in there and clean house. But yeah, part of it is they canceled. They used to do like a free store. So these foster kids who, this is the only Christmas some of them have ever had.
Yep.
It's the only time they get anything. So, anyways, they can't do it this year. They said, and I'm like, oh, heck no, we're not doing that. So I got a team of volunteers. We're going to meet on Thursday, and gosh darn it, if we're not going to set up a store, I will, you know, and my kids are like, yeah, let's just, we'll surrender our stuff. We'll do it. Mm-hmm. But that's totally what it's about. And I'm reading through a lot of the comments, and a lot of them were Sears and JCPenney catalogs. I love that. Oh, and the Montgomery Ward catalog.
Oh, wow.
I love it. Yeah, a lot of that. Oh, my goodness, Carla said that. Now it's Amazon lists. They set up an account.
You're going to laugh at me.
Like a registry.
With four kids and a divorced man at the time, you didn't have a lot of money for Christmas. So I would buy the kids stuff where I could break the package open and wrap them individually. So I would buy maybe a Matchbox game or tracks, and then I would wrap the cards in different boxes.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. I think I'll do that this year, and I'll buy like a Rubik's Cube and break it all up.
Oh, okay, that's just mean. No, you buy Jenga and you wrap each piece in a different box.
Oh, that's so awesome. I loved what my mom did for all my cousins. She would buy some kind of puzzle or some kind of thing and then she'd put like $20 in the middle of it. You had to solve the whole entire game to get it. And gosh darn, that just stopped everything because everybody's shaking that thing, you know, and trying to do it. And everybody's like, can you open my present? No, I gotta get it. It's $20. I gotta get this $20. I'm like, I think that's the best. I think that's... We're terrible people, aren't we?
Listen, got to get their mind rolling. Got to get them thinking. You know, that's really the best way to... You know, Christmas it always bothered me, and not because... You know, people go, well, that's because you're one of those serious Christians. No, that wasn't really it. It was kind of like... You know, you're talking about Valentine's Day and Thanksgiving, and you know, I went into to Lowe's, 6 weeks ago, and they had Halloween and Christmas stuff in there already. I'm going, are you people for real? We've commercialized, especially Christmas, so much that the real meaning of the day is gone, overtly gone. And I say to people, how can you possibly say Christmas is a religious holiday? Did Jesus, was he standing in the middle of Lowe's throwing presents out to people or telling you to spend as much money as humanly possible? Really?
Yeah, you know, and so, you know, yes. And to bring this, to get grounded a minute, I love this. Dee, my girl Dee here, wrote, my grandkids asked for, or she asked for a list for her grandkids, and she has no idea what they want, which is true, right? And she said, my parents love to surprise us with things they knew we would love or need. Yep. I miss that. You know, I really miss just getting, you know, and I try to do that for my friends, and they do appreciate it. And just getting stuff, and we're starting to kind of get back that, you know, last year back to that, and this year, my husband and I just here. This is something that you mentioned that you like a mug or something. There's a gift card. Enjoy, you know, and I on behalf of you, I made a donation to, you know, Foster Child, you know, this year. So. I get
what am
it,
I
but
supposed
we always
to
make...
do with that?
I know, but it's about Jesus. Like I told you, when they complain, I just say, hey, were you crucified today? And they're like, oh, stop saying that, Mom. No, we weren't crucified today. Okay, just saying. I think your day's going better than Jesus' day on that last one.
Yeah. No. Again, we have allowed this stuff to... I don't want to sound legalistic, because that's how I'm trying to be here, but we've allowed this stuff to creep in. I mean, think about something. Think about the original meaning of Valentine's Day, St. Valentine's, and what he did on those days, right? Now it's one of the most expensive days of the year, and men can't win most of the time. You know, it doesn't matter what you spend or what you do, but, you know, you wait in line for hours to go get to the restaurant, you buy your honey, all kinds of expensive stuff. And I'm saying to myself, was that really what that day was all about? I mean, how did it get there?
Yeah, we're rebels. We're rebels with most of it, like Father's Day, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day. We'll do it like the next weekend and just go eat and make each other a card or give us each other a high five.
We do the same thing. We do the same thing for birthdays. We do the same thing for anniversary. We just had our 24th anniversary. And it fell in the middle of the week.
Good
what are we going to do in the middle of the week, right?
Right, on a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's crazy. So we did it over the weekend. And you spend more time together. It's nice and quiet. You're not in a rush. I just got back from work. You're not supposed to be this. You're supposed to enjoy each other.
Exactly. No, good for you. And that literally is what the rest of us need to figure out on the whole scale. With our kids, is to stop doing what the world is telling you to do, not just holidays, but in schools, in their classroom, with their friends, with other parents, on social media, and get your own dang tradition. Start your own traditions. Get a birthday cake on Christmas. Say, happy birthday, Jesus. Everybody gets one. I don't care how rich or poor you are.
Really?
You get one gift for you, one gift to help a person
okay.
in need.
Hold on. You can finish this when we come back, because we're done at the top of the hour. We'll be back
got
with
it.
Humans, people. Don't go far. Dr. B will still be with me. I've got her locked in a secret room somewhere. Be right back.